Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Wednesday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today, I'm continuing to talk about how you can have effortless change. I know that sounds too good to be true, but it is absolutely true. Man, God wants to change your life. From being a little earthbound, creepy, crawly thing like a caterpillar that spins a cocoon and then comes out this beautiful butterfly. If you want transformation in your life, it can take place. Man, I don't know anybody who isn't wanting things to be better. And yet most people don't have any plan or any confidence that their plan is going to actually produce it. They're just kind of going along and wishing and a hoping and a praying. I'm telling you, there is an absolute guaranteed way for you to change into the person that God wants you to be. I can guarantee it without any reservation, but it's going to cost you something. You know what? You are not going to be able to win all of the trivial pursuit games, to know all of the sports figures. It's going to cost you. You're going to have to withdraw from this world system and all of its entertainment and distractions, cares of life, deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things that choke the Word. And you are going to have to dedicate yourself to the Word of God. But the good news is, it is an absolute, unconditional, money-back guarantee that if you would put God's Word first in your life and meditate in it day and night, you will make your way prosperous and you will have good success. That's Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. I started with that verse on Monday. Yesterday, I was talking primarily about Proverbs 23:7, that as a person thinks in their heart, that's the way that they are. Change starts on the inside. And I'm telling you, this is the way that God ordained change. Most people come up against situations, they want a change. They want healing instead of sickness. They want prosperity instead of poverty. They want victory instead of defeat. They want joy instead of sadness. And they want these things, but they just pray and wait on God to move, not understanding that God gave us seeds. That you take these words, plant them in your heart, and from the inside out, change comes. And if you do it this way, then it's effortless. It takes a period of time. There is a time of sowing and reaping. It's not just instantaneous, and that's the reason so many people miss it. They're just wanting a quick fix. They aren't wanting a lifestyle change. They're just wanting to take something that will solve their problems. Like, for instance, you know, in the area of eating. Most people are dealing with weight and they're wanting to drop their weight, but what they want is a pill or something so that they can still pig out, so that they can not exercise, eat everything that's wrong for them, violate everything that needs to be done, but just take some pill that will make them slim and trim and make them buff and look like a weightlifter or whatever without all of the price, without all of the things that you have to do. You know, that's the way so many people are approaching weight loss, and that's not the way to do it. Likewise, it is not the way to just pray and ask God to change your situation. Take the seed, and it'll take some time, but if you will meditate in this, it is an unconditional money-back guarantee that you will change into the person that God wants you to be if you will take the Word of God and meditate in it day and night. Here's another scripture that confirms this same thing. In 2 Peter chapter 1, it says in verse 2, "Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord." You know, here's another illustration of this. Some people are praying for peace. They want peace, and yet their life is in turmoil. It seems like that if they don't have a problem, they're worried about they're going to have a problem. There is no peace. And they're saying, "Oh God, give me peace." And they're praying that God would somehow or another still the storm that's in their life. But this says, "Grace and peace is multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God." You could reverse this, turn around from the end of the verse and go to the front, and you could say it this way, that if you are lacking peace, it's because you don't have the proper knowledge of God. Your emotions follow your thoughts. And if your thoughts are incorrect, then your emotions are going to be incorrect. There are people praying for peace and joy, tranquility, and yet they are looking and listening to the terrible tragedy and the unbelief in the things of this world. The Bible says, Jesus prophesied concerning the end times, and he says, men's hearts would fail them for fear, looking after the things that are coming to pass on the earth. I guarantee you, we live in a fallen world. And with our news media today that can bring the problems of the entire world into your living room in live time, if you don't counter that with the Word of God, then your heart will fail you for fear. And you can pray for peace all you want to, but you've got to take the knowledge of God. You know, I remember during this recent recession, worldwide recession, they're calling it, that happened around October of 2008. And there, the stock market in the United States and around the world tanked, and people began to start committing suicide, these executives, and there's just been a lot of tragedy, and many people are talking about it. Did you know that many people panicked? Many people, even ministries. You know, I'm privy to some things behind the scenes, and we have over 100 parachurch ministries here in Colorado Springs. And when that recession hit, that was around the end of 2008. Did you know that for the 2009 budgets, the majority of these parachurch ministries factored in a 15 to 20% decrease in their income because of the world situation, and their hearts begin to fail them and they begin to lay off people. I could name some of these ministries. Most of you would know their names, and they laid off, 10, 15, 20% anticipating problems. Did you know I am in the exact same city as these other ministries? I am in the same world. I have to depend upon the donations of people exactly the same. But the difference is I've got the Word of God. I've got a revelation of the Word of God on prosperity. And God said He would supply my need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. It's not limited to this world system, to the U.S. economy. And because of the knowledge of God, I had a peace on the inside of me. When other people were operating in fear, I was operating in peace and in faith. And did you know that since 2008, since October of 2008, our income has gone up and up and up, and we have increased 20 and 30% per year, while others were decreasing 20 and 30%. And some people think, well, you're just blessed, and you're just somehow or another an exception. I tell you, there is a reason why some people see the blessings of God in their life and the reason that others don't. And I'm not saying that they're bad people. I'm just saying that they don't have the revelation of God's Word. As a matter of fact, here in Colorado Springs, the vast majority of all of these parachurch ministries that I'm talking about are evangelicals. They aren't charismatics. They aren't faith-type people. And they actually teach against prosperity, and they call it name it, claim it, blab it, grab it, prosperity preachers. And I've heard my name called, and people criticize me because I do believe that God wants us to prosper. My point is, I'm not against those people. Those are good people. They love God. They are doing a good job. They're reaching people with the information and the knowledge that they have, and there's good things happening. I'm not trying to criticize them, but I am saying that the people who have rejected the teaching on prosperity and believing that God wants us to prosper, when the recession hit, their finances tanked. A person who believes in prosperity and preaches it, my finances increased 20 and 30%. My wife and I personally in the stock market, we had some inheritance from my wife's father when he died, and we put it in the stock market. We don't have a lot of money. It's not like I got this huge amount of money. But did you know that during this time that the stock market went down 50%, we made 61% increase in the first 6 months after the worldwide recession hit? While the stock market went down, we went up 61%. You know, you can just sit there and say, oh, well, you're different, and this was an exception and an anomaly, and you can continue to go along and believe that, no, you can't be insulated. You have to experience the same problems that the world experiences. You have to get sick every flu season the same way that they do. You have to be fearful of getting the same diseases that they do. You have to go through the same recessions. You can sit there and believe that and just somehow or another explain away everything. But I tell you, I'm a living anomaly to the way that this world is going, and it's because of these exact truths that I'm telling you. Grace and peace is multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God. The reason people panicked and hung themselves and did all of these things during a recession, and they just thought that the world was coming to an end. The news media painted this terrible picture and talked about the end of civilization as we know it because of all of these things. The reason they did that is because they don't have the knowledge of God. They are operating only in the wisdom of men. And I tell you, it's failing. As things get further and further into the end times and the enemy, you know, increases his attack on all of us, I guarantee you, people's hearts are going to fail them. There are going to be problems. You aren't going to have peace unless you have the knowledge of God that only comes through His Word. Boy, this is simple. It is simple. And yet people are not willing to do this. People find it boring to sit there and study the Word and renew their mind. That's because you're reading it only with your mind, not with your heart. It's never become revelation to you. When you start studying the Word of God and God goes to speaking to you, the Holy Spirit quickens the Word, there is nothing more exciting in the world than getting direct input from God through His Word that is changing you and changing the world that you live in. It is well worth the effort. Well, let me go back and read again. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue. Boy, I don't know if you read that or not, if you paid attention. But it says His divine power, God's divine power, hath given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness. What do you think that that includes? What pertains to life and godliness? You know what? You have to have a certain amount of finances to be able to live. You'll die if you don't eat. You have to have clothing. You have to have shelter. You could die if you're exposed to the elements. Matthew chapter 6 talks about seek first the kingdom of God and then these things, what you eat, where you sleep, what you're clothed with will be added unto you. So I believe that you could say that your financial, physical needs come through the knowledge of Him. Also, if something that pertains unto life is, you got to be healthy. You can't be sick. You can't be infirm. You can't be dying early and accomplish God's will. And so I believe that you could say that health, this is something that pertains unto life and godliness. And then what does godliness include? That's the ability to overcome sin. That's the ability to demonstrate the power of God, to flow in the anointing of God, minister to other people, to have words of knowledge and wisdom from God, to know how to deal with decisions that we face, how to deal with difficult people, how to be promoted. You could just go on and on. All things, everything that pertains to life and godliness, which is everything, everything that you will ever need in your entire life comes through the knowledge of Him that has called us to glory and virtue. If you have a physical problem, you got a knowledge problem because everything that you need comes through the knowledge of Him. If you really understood what the Word of God had to say about healing, you would be walking in health today. If you are sick, even if you've heard that by His stripes we are healed, and if you believe that and if you're pursuing it, but if you aren't succeeding in that area, you got a knowledge problem someplace. If you know that God wants to supply your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus, Philippians 4:19, and yet you aren't experiencing it, you've got a knowledge problem because that comes through the knowledge of Him. If you have problems in your relationships and you can't seem to get along with people, and I'm not talking about persecution. All who live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution, 2 Timothy 3:12. But I'm talking about you are offensive and you don't have any people skills and you're introverted. And, you know, all of the problems that we have associated with that, I guarantee you, you have a knowledge problem about the Word of God. My personal testimony is that when I got hold of who I was in Christ, and what He's done for me. I came from an introvert to an extrovert. I came from a person that would never assume leadership and was so intimidated and insecure that I couldn't do that, to a person now that can lead and can do things because I found out who I am in Christ. I guarantee you, if you have a problem in that area, if you're an introvert, if you're timid, if you're shy, if you don't have any security and self-confidence, it's because you have a knowledge problem in the Word of God. Any problem that you're facing, it's a knowledge problem. You know what? I lost about 25 pounds, which isn't, you know, a huge amount to lose. But for me, I was trying everything I could. I was exercising, going 6 miles a day. I was denying myself all kinds of food and doing all of these things. And I got a key from the Word of God. And I mean, within 6 months, it's probably less than 6 months, I lost that 25 pounds. And I probably could still lose another 10 or 15. It's not like I'm the great poster child for this. But I'm saying that, you know what? I got a key from God's Word. In just a couple of seconds, a revelation from God's Word showed me how to lose weight. And that has now been, I think, 3 years or 4 years. I have lost 25 pounds. I consistently keep at least 20 off, up to 25 pounds. I'm not saying that to draw attention to myself. I'm just saying that, see, the Word of God will work in your body. It'll work in your health. It'll work in your finances. It'll work in your relationships. It'll work in your self-confidence. It'll work in your emotions. All things that pertain unto life and godliness come through the knowledge of God's Word. And the next verse, this is 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4, says, "Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust." When it says whereby, that's talking about through this knowledge of God. The knowledge of God gave unto us exceeding great and precious promises. That's talking about the Bible, the Word of God. The Word of God is the knowledge of God written down. It is countercultural. It is counter-sick. It is counter-poverty. It is counter to everything negative that's going on. There is a seed in here, promises, that if you take those and sow them in your heart, it will transform you. It will transform your experience outward. It starts on the inside and has to work to the outside. And so it says, all of these great, exceeding, great and precious promises are given unto us through the knowledge of God. And it says, by these we might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Man, get a hold of this. Through the Word of God, you can partake. That means you can have God's divine nature flowing in you. These words are so powerful that I feel like most people just don't have any receptor to be able to receive it. This is so different than the way most people think. Most people go around singing this song, "Lord, I'm only human. I'm just a man. One day at a time, sweet Jesus. That's all I'm asking of you." An old, basically Christian country and Western song where you're just whining and complaining about how bad things are. And most people identify with failure and defeat. And they see this as, this is who they are at their core. Is, "I'm just a human. I'm just a man." Well, I'm not just human. I've gotten into the Word of God and I found out that I became a new creature. And the same power that raised Christ from the dead raised me from the dead. And I now can do the same works that Jesus did. I can do them also. He has given me all power over sickness and over disease and over demons to cast them out. And I can live a supernatural life. He wants me to be above only and not beneath, the head and not the tail. He said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul." I've done those things. The Word of God has changed me, and because of it, I guarantee you, I am living a victorious life. I am not perfect. I am not trying to sit there and distance myself and put myself above other people. I'm just saying that this is what God's Word promises every Joe Blow and Jane Doe believer. Every one of us have this potential. But the problem is very few people have taken the Word of God and meditated in it until they see themselves this way. And because of it, they aren't able to partake of the divine nature. They're praying and asking God for healing and prosperity and joy and peace and answered prayer. And they're seeking all of these things, but they aren't doing it what God says. God says it all comes through the knowledge of Him, and through this knowledge is given unto us these promises, talking about the Word of God. God's Word is given to transform you, to bring you into effortless change. This is as simple as you can possibly make it. You know, I've mentioned this on my program recently when I was talking about how to fulfill God's will. But when I first got turned on to the Lord, I got a vision through the Word of God of living in victory. Financially, emotionally, health-wise, in every area of my life. I got a vision, and I not only got a vision of me doing it personally, but of me who was an introvert at the time and couldn't look at a person in the face and talk to him. I got a vision of me being able to minister on television and radio and change people's lives. And I guarantee you, that vision was as far removed from where I was as I could possibly imagine. And I remember praying and saying, God, I see that this is what You're calling me to do. This is what You're wanting in my life. But how do I get from here where I am to there? And it seemed like such a huge step that it was impossible. And I remember kneeling around my bed. This is before I was married. I was about 18 years old. And I remember kneeling around my bed and saying, God, how do I do this? How do I ever change? And I had my eyes closed and I was praying. And when I opened my eyes, I looked up and I had my Bible open on my bed. And I just felt like the Lord spoke to me and He says, Andy, if you will take My Word and put it in your heart, My Word will teach you everything you need to know and it will make all of the changes that you need to experience to accomplish what I want you to do. And I just knew that that was God speaking to me. Prior to that time, I was spending lots of time praying, fasting, doing these things, but frustration just dominated me. But you know what? From that point on, I just made it a focus that I am going to know the Word of God. And I began to meditate in the Word. And I was in a situation at that time where I could spend 20 hours a day if I wanted to. I mean, as long as I was awake, I would spend time in the Word, meditating in the Word. And my life began to change. And here I am 42 years later. And you know what? I'm seeing this transformation because I took the Word of God and this knowledge helped me to partake of God's divine nature, and I'm seeing things happen. I'm trying to share with you that any one of you, any person, I don't care what country you live in, I don't care what situation you're in, any one of you can transform effortlessly. You can find effortless change if you would just take God's Word and meditate in it like that. It'll work for you. I promise you. I'm out of time today, but my announcer is going to be sharing with you about how you can get this book entitled Effortless Change. It's a brand new book. I've got a study guide that will help you to get more revelation out of it as well as to share this with other people. I've got CDs, DVDs. Listen, please call or write today. And then join me again tomorrow as we continue the gospel truth.
Andrew's complete teaching titled Effortless Change is available in a brand new book for a gift of any amount. Contact us today to get your copy. You can also get this teaching in a companion study guide for a gift of $35 or more. Or, if you prefer, order this entire series on either CD or on DVD as seen on TV. Each is offered for a gift of any amount. Make sure to specify whether you want the CD or DVD when you contact us. This series is also available for audio download absolutely free on our website. Go to awmi.net and click on Audio Teachings on the left-hand side of the page. The first audio teaching in today's series is available for a gift of any amount when you write or call. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this first CD titled Transformed by the Word free of charge. You can use your credit card to order resources by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. Helpline hours are Monday through Friday from 4 a.m. until 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time. If the lines are busy, you can visit our website where you can order ministry materials 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. To write us, use the address on your screen. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today. We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events and let the Word of God transform your life. He'll be in Colorado Springs, Colorado at Karis Christian Center, October 3rd, and in Colorado Springs for the Andrew Womack Ministers Conference, October 4th through the 8th. He'll also be in Buxton, Derbyshire in England for the Andrew Womack Ministries of Europe Ministers Conference, October 18th through the 20th, in the Dallas-Fort Worth area for a Gospel Truth Seminar, November 11th through the 13th, and at Calvary Cathedral in Fort Worth, November 14th. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, call our helpline or visit our website at awmi.net.
I'd like to give a special invitation to any of you who are in full-time ministry or for you to invite your pastor or leader of your church that's in full-time ministry to come to our 2010 Ministers Conference. It's October the 4th through the 8th right here in Colorado Springs. And we have Bob Yandian and also Bob Nichols who always minister with me at this conference. And I tell you, it is a life-changing time. It's my favorite time of the year. We really recognize the value of ministers, how many people you touch. And ministers need to be ministered to themselves, and it's sometimes hard to find. Most ministers' conferences are more informational than inspirational, but I tell you, ours will fire you up. So make plans to join us right here in Colorado Springs on October the 4th through the 8th. You do not have to motivate God to heal. God wants to heal more than you want to be healed.
The almost too good to be true news you can use. www.awmi.net.
I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis more than 20 years ago. I had control of nothing. My arms, my legs, I had no control.
Each day I felt like I could wake up and my mom would be gone. It was really hard for me.
I began to feel helpless. The frustration of not being able to fix something when you're a fix-it guy.
Andrew put it so clearly. That's what freed me. The more I applied the word, then the healing will come. The healing will come. Just gradually, gradually. And that was okay for me because I knew that I was healed.
For a complete report on this story, go to awmi.net and click on today's news feature. Invest yourself in Andrew Womack Ministries today.